did you get a playbook, by the way?
We got the playbook yesterday, I think, yeah.
So everything you did this morning, you just learned it yesterday?
Yeah, so we just picked it up and went yesterday, yep, this morning. Now we got a whole new thing to study for this afternoon, so I'm going to hurry you guys up so I can get in it.
But when you, I mean, you knew that the veterans weren't going to be here. So when you walk in here for the first time and you look over there and you see that name, does it kind of, did it hit differently when you walk in the locker room and see the Eli names and all these guys here?
Yeah, it's a little bit differently. I mean, you've been watching these guys on TV for the last 5 years and stuff. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, kind of like my coworkers almost were. I mean, I'm going to try to learn as much as I can from him. And, you know, because he's definitely one of the best and he knows what he's doing. So, if I can just take a little bit from him each and every day, you know, then who knows what I can be like.
He said he had called you after the draft and the days after the draft. What was that conversation like?
You know, he's just introduced himself and telling me congratulations and stuff. You know, he's a great guy, and you know, he just get ready to go. I mean, at that point we didn't have much to talk about. My house was a little crazy, so I had a tough time hearing him, but. I spoke with him a little bit more yesterday and, you know, got to know him, talking a little bit more is good.
It's nice that he introduced himself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he could have called, you know, it was nice.
You see that number pop up on your phone, you'd never seen it before, so you don't know who's calling you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't pick up numbers I don't have saved, so, but at that point, I was picking up anything from New Jersey, so I was like, I might as well take this one.
Did you keep the number?
Oh, I got it saved twice.
What make you feel at home? What happened on the interception today?
Oh, right. It was a simple play, just bad read, and, you know, just a little bit of everything. Yeah, bad read, bad ball, correct it right away this afternoon.
I mean, I've heard of teams wanting to make their rookie quarterbacks feel comfortable. They bring your receiver in, your tight end, they draft your lineman in the first round. I mean, yeah.
You can't get much more comfortable than that. I mean, I completed a couple balls in the Marcus today, which was pretty funny. And having Justin in the huddle again and seeing Provo after not being with him for a couple of years, you know, it was pretty funny, yeah.